Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Well, we are recording.
Is this the bone? What the fuck?
The bone.
Is this the bone?
Hello,
the
I am Bane.
This is the episode where we have to do an impression of Bane for the whole thing.
I am
Gotham's Reckoning.
We're on a round table here. I actually much prefer this.
Yeah, actually.
Than the
Does it make you feel more serious?
It just makes me feel more...
Okay, podcasty.
Like, yeah. Mm. Like, prepared to have a conversation.
We could go viral with a clip at any moment.
Any second now, we could say something crazy.
The aesthetic of it feels like a podcast.
Yeah. And I'm not so far away. It just kind of feels more like
intimate.
It should.
Intimate. Oh.
Like in a
businessy way.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Right.
I don't know why you're crossing your legs there, Darren, but we'll move on. Do you want some questions?
It's a business cross. It makes him look businessy.
It's a business leg cross.
I've got the business horn.
Just means I'm ready for some business.
You've got a big business there.
I've got some questions business. Are we ready?
Let's go.
That's bonus question.
Did we do an intro? Correctly?
That was kind of intro.
I think that was good enough. Johnny, have another crack at it.
No, I'm happy to go.
So welcome to the bonus.
Here we are.
Let's do it.
Are we in?
Hi, folks. Hello, lads. Joe's white robe, white jeans combo sounds hilarious, like an E17 reject strolling around the flats. Ha ha ha. This is after your...
I say so much shit, I don't even know what I'm saying. What was that?
Remember when you went to Christmas, remember you got the...
Oh, yeah. Proper E7 then.
But I understand where he's coming from with the mate lying to him. I put on a mankini once at Christmas at the lad's Christmas party for a bet. I had to run around a local Chinese restaurant with it on. The place was jammers. I was a bit worried that it might be a bit too revealing as everyone in the place knew me. I'm from a small town in North County Dublin. My mate said he'd come into the Jacks with me and tell me if it looked too dodgy. So I went into the cubicle, stuck it on. It was very snug. Opened the door, he looked in at me and said, "Ah, it's grand. You just look like a wrestler." I did not look like
Nacho Libre.
I did not look like a wrestler. Little did I know that whilst changing, my other friends had blocked off my route and told everyone in the place that it was planned. I came out and was almost blinded by the paparazzi-like flashes of everyone's phones. Had to go the long way around and out the bar of the pub it was connected to and into their Jacks, then sit and wait for someone to bring me my clothes. Sometimes I wish I was a loner. JW. P.S. Mankinis do not have a lot of support and all sorts of things were flying around, I can imagine.
It depends how big it is.
I mean,
mine wouldn't be flying around. It'd be very much just stuck there.
Just peeping out.
Tucked in.
A little nub.
Is that a woman?
It's grand if it is.
I don't even understand that. Was he in a shopping centre that had a pub attached to it?
There was a Chinese restaurant with a pub next door and somehow the pub restaurant was a Chinese.
Trying to narrow that down.
The place was jammers. I was a bit worried that it might be too revealing. Small town in North County Dublin.
I mean, why was he wearing a mankini?
It was as a bet. He's going to run through the restaurant.
Oh.
But then when he came out, the mates had blocked off his
reorganised
path.
You know them bets you do where you're just like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
When it comes to it, you lose the bet. You're like, I'm not doing it. And then everyone's like, yeah, it's a fucking bet. You have to do it. Like, it's a bet. Like, what are you doing? And it's just like, no.
Can I ask a poker question?
Yeah.
If you lose at poker, are you legally obliged to pay?
Well,
there's no legal recourse.
You've paid already. So you pay it at the beginning.
I get the money.
You get your chips. Okay. And then,
but if you lose a bet and you offer someone, I put a stake in of 20 grand of my car.
Mm.
You put the keys in the thing and you lose. Can you just pick up your keys and walk away?
That does not happen in a...
It happens in the movies, Joe.
In the movies, yeah, I guess it does.
If it was to happen, I feel like you could just take your keys away and then everyone just wouldn't want to bet with you again.
Yeah, you'd probably be blacklisted you wouldn't be allowed to play there again. Or you'd probably get your legs broken if it was like in a 90s movie, 80s, 90s movie.
With Matt Damon.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Casino. What am I talking about? Goodfellas. Casino, the movie.
Colour of Money.
No. Right. So anyway, look, JW, I'm not sure why you did that in the first place.
Or why you told us.
And why you told us.
And, look at your mic.
Maybe get some new... your mic's after flapping down.
Oh, God. I admire his commitment. That's follow through. Like
in every sense, yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. If I lost a bet and the forfeit was run through a pub,
you'd just
in
say, alright, I lost a bet, but I'm not going to do that.
Not doing that.
And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, Joe. Yeah. It's a bet.
People call you a shit crack, but at least people wouldn't see a shit crack.
True.
Do you like that?
Double dare. Like, would you ever subscribe to a dare and a double dare? Like, if someone says a double dare, you go, shit.
You can turn
once
down
it's
a dare.
Once a double dare, you can't really turn that down.
No. No going back from
That's
a double
it.
Dare.
No backsies.
Double dog dare.
Here we go. On with the next question. Lads, which celebrity do you think you'd have a genuine shot at? Donna in Donna Mead. And she puts in brackets. I know. Yeah. So which celebrity, be honest, you think you'd have a genuine shot at?
We all know Joe's answer.
No surprise with mine, yeah.
What is it?
Well, Lily Allen.
It's the well before he says it. Well, obviously.
It's also Allen. The round table, and it's like he's on question time.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'd have to put forward Lily Allen, is it?
I just always thought I'd have a shot with her if I was ever in our company. I think she'd like me, and I always thought, I could do it, you know, I think I could win her over.
Mm.
She just seems so down to earth.
Does she?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No?
Well, I just to know, would it be a troubled relationship? Fiery?
I'm thinking like...
Passionate?
One night stand.
Oh, okay.
Like, are you saying like...
Well, I mean...
Not like leave the wife out. And kids kind of thing.
Just oh. No, yeah.
Okay, one and done.
Yeah.
And I feel like Moira...
She wouldn't want it either.
Like. Moira would like allow it.
Moira would be like, well, it's Lily Allen, so fair enough. She gets it. And, you know, even before I met Moira, it was like, I always said, like, I think I could have a shot with Lily Allen.
If you knew she was going to write a song about it.
Or an album.
It'd just be a song, Joe.
Okay.
Quite a short song.
A short
maybe a line in a song.
But if you knew she was going to write a song about it, would you still go for it?
Oh, probably more so. Mm. She'd probably write a nice song. People wouldn't like it. People wouldn't like it because she's not heartbroken by me. I wouldn't break her heart.
You had a dinosaur in your garden. And
you were so funny. We had a great time. Ha, 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 ha.
But then I seen the dinosaur in your garden.
And I went, nah, nah, nah.
Wow.
And to answer your question,
Darren?
None of them.
No.
I'm happy where I am.
I'm not saying you're not happy where you are, but if you... You're looking and you're going, I can...
Margot Robbie.
Whoa.
Let me say that. Well, Margot Robbie.
Obviously Margot Robbie.
Are you mad?
Full chest.
Oh, also, Sydney Sweeney. I feel like I'd have a shot with Sydney Sweeney.
Oh.
Yeah,
bit young,
she's
Joe.
A bit weird.
Bit young, Joe.
Is she?
She's like 18.
No, she is not. No, she's not. Shut up. Shut up.
You do the ovule.
Sydney Sweeney, let's double check this, is 28.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's grand.
It's Sydney Sweeney. It's Sydney Sweeney, like, come on. She's into weird stuff. Like, I feel like she'd be into a weird little Irish fella. Little weird Irish podcaster.
Mad specific kink.
I really want the mad
skinny Dublin lads. Anyone that around?
Mad.
I really want to get with a mad Irish podcaster.
Yeah, with a scooter. Oh yeah.
He's a real mad Irish podcaster. Oh yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
I love that Sydney Sweeney sounds like a horny man.
Oh yeah, I love a bleeding podcaster, mate.
Sydney Sweeney is like, sounds like an Irish auctioneer.
Yeah.
You know,
Sweeney's
auctioneer
for houses. Solicitors. Sweeney's and Sons.
He wears tweed. Sydney Sweeney, yeah.
Sydney Sweeney's and Sons.
Yeah, he's a bit dodgy.
Who's organising antiques. Who's organising your funeral? Oh, Sydney Sweeney's doing it.
Oh yeah. He sells antiques.
And funerals.
He sells funerals. He does funerals and sells antiques. And he wears tweed.
And is like a family lawyer solicitor.
He's everything. Yeah. You know. And he sells cattle.
He's a big family.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney and Sons.
And the son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sons. Can't forget the Sons.
Yeah. Henry.
Henry Sweeney. Paul Sweeney.
Peter Sweeney.
What does that ring a bell?
That's a song that we used to sing in like primary. Peter Sweeney. Yeah, you know it.
It's a theme song to it.
We actually just used to sing Fly Away Peter, Fly Away Paul. The one, the little boardy one.
Yeah. Here, come back, Peter. Come back,
that one, yeah.
Fuck, they're so shit, weren't they?
Yeah, what were they fucking teaching?
And you do the fingers.
Yeah.
Come away, Peter. Yeah.
No wonder we're all uneducated.
That was your English oral. Fly away, Peter. Fly away, Paul. What are you doing, man? There's no English oral.
Laying is na question a quid B. Fly away, Peter. Fly away, Paul. Wrong.
Fly away, Darren.
Do you want to try that again? No.
Thank you, Donna and Donna Mead. Imagine being Donna and Donna Mead.
Wow.
Growing up.
That's like Matthews.
It's a nightmare.
It's like a boy named Sue kind of vibe, isn't it?
Yes.
Makes you stronger. Donna. But the fact she wrote in, I know, an exclamation mark, because she knew that you were going to make a comment on it. So I'm glad we talked about it.
Oh, on that, yeah.
Next up, from Reggie. Would you live in a house where every wall, floor and ceiling was covered in ivy? If you were given the power to turn invisible 15 times a week, you are invisible for up to 15 minutes each time. What you do with it is up to you. Reggie.
I'm lost.
First of all, I would live in a house with the walls, floors and ceiling. It'd be like Jumanji.
Yeah. Alan. It's me, Alan.
That would be deadly.
So that's the forfeit. All your walls and floors and ceilings are covered in ivy.
Yeah, I mean,
but the price you pay—that's the price you pay for being invisible 15 times a week.
I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
To be invisible for 15 times. How long do you be invisible for?
For up to 15 minutes each time.
It's fucking brilliant.
What would you do with 15 minutes of invisibility if you're at home?
Do you get to decide when the 15 minutes, or does it happens randomly?
You could just put yourself in wherever you want to be, and then
I'd be an awful fucker. I'd do. I'd get up to a lot of mischief.
Would you?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us. Robbing shops. Or would you?
Robbing post offices.
Now, they'd see the bars and all floating around.
Yeah. They'd be like, that's that Darren fella whose house is covered in ivy.
Why is there a twist of leaving the shop? You're 15 minutes and you're robbing ice creams.
No, but you're eating the ice cream in the shop.
Just a brunch.
You could see it going down your stomach.
Just a brunch going.
What would you do with your invisibility, Joe?
Bad stuff.
Like, are we talking theft? Theft.
Yeah.
I think instantly our instant thought is directed towards doing something sinister.
Stealing the bank.
Not sinister, but robbing something.
I would like to be in the doll. I've never been in the doll. I'd like to be in a private room in the doll where they're talking politics and stuff like that.
I'd love to be in that room and then the 15 minutes is up and you just appear. How did he get in here? All right, sorry about that. Eating a brunch. I was wondering why that floating brunch was over there for 15 minutes.
I'd love to be in there and then grab a picture of Michael Collins. like in Matilda.
Cut a hole around his mouth and stick your tongue through it.
Just be like that in front of Micheál Martin going, ooh.
Don't do it.
I'd love to pick him up. I'd just go in for 15 minutes and start picking him up.
Put me down. What's that? Who the fuck is that?
What's going on? Or jock him.
Oh God.
I feel just keep coming down.
Simon Harris would get such a fright if you just pretended to fly a picture of a rebel from the 90s.
There seems to be a picture of Michael Collins coming towards me.
I have to stop you there for a second. There's a picture of Michael Collins coming towards me.
It's very disturbing. That's exactly what you do, isn't it? God, you could change the country.
Oh, you change the world.
And then you start glitching back into reality and have to leg it.
If you're in the Oval Office, what would you do? Did you lift Trump's hair up? Or
I just pull her off him in the middle of a conference.
Jock him.
Just lift her up.
Pull his hair up and then jock him.
I'd lift his shirt up so you could see the edge of his nappy. And people would be like, I fucking knew it.
Huggies.
We knew it.
Oh, stop. God.
Pete's been on. What's a bigger bastard? Stubbing your toe or a dog barking outside your bedroom window all night?
Oh, the stubbing your toe only lasts for a bit, and then the dog kind of all night would be more annoying, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know how much Joe hates dogs as well, so after last week.
It's his own dog.
I don't hate dogs.
It's his own dog that he left outside the house to bark.
Shut up. Shut that fog up. I feel like it's kind of nice stubbing your toe because it slowly gets better and that feeling is nice. Maybe that's the masochist in me.
I think it makes you feel human.
Yeah, it makes you feel real.
I'm human after all, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. It's killing it.
I'm human after all. What do you feel like before that happens?
Like
I'm invincible.
Human. If I feel invisible for 15 minutes. Well, if you're tired in the morning and you stub your toe, you'll just wake up instantly. Like you'd be just like alert, more alert, wouldn't you?
It's like a cold water bath.
Yeah.
Like an alarm you could go into Dragon's Den with a toe stubber.
Ooh.
That'll wake you up.
Or else a little sock for your toe. With like foam around it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Look what I invented.
There's an old Chinese proverb that says like, if you have a headache, one way of getting rid of it is by banging your toe. Because it stops you from thinking about that pain and thinking about that pain.
Must try that one.
Yeah, give it a go.
Or salt. I heard salt gets rid of a headache.
Drinking
sea salt.
Well, any salt, yeah. I was in a salt cave yesterday.
Oh yeah.
All salt. Salty water. Just floating on salt. Salty water. And it's lovely. Really nice.
I was on an ayahuasca retreat.
Get the... Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I've seen where I need to go in life.
Yeah. You still here, though?
I know. But I'm here. I'm here.
Would you do ayahuasca?
Present.
You would.
Yeah, yes, I would, yeah. Yeah, I will.
You wouldn't? You will do it?
I wouldn't, no. I'd be paranoid out of the head. It'd be like fucking Midsummer. And fucking put me in a bear and burn me.
That, I love that film so much.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's it, boys. Well done.
Oh.
That completes the questions.
I think this is a better setup.
Do you like the old round table?
Oh, feels better, I think.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it.
Even the background, look at how full it looks.
Yeah.
If you had some bits there as well.
There's depth as well, like, you know what I mean? You're not just...
The hat was a bad decision.
Right.
But I think on these cameras it'd be better.
Please, God.
Wrap it up.
Roy, see you next time.
Sorry, I talked right over you there. Go on.
I don't think you just coughed.
I think I said something. Did you? Later or something, yeah.
That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me say goodbye and then talk over me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so thanks
all
very
the best, right?
For listening to the...
You are so kind.
The bonus episode.
We have an email you can email in.
At...
Stala@goloudnow.com.
That one, yeah.
We have such good chemistry. We know how to... finish it. What?
Imagine we had a guest.
Yeah.
And how did you start?
It'd be good if you...
Well, I started...
Enough!
That would be so annoying to listen to. Oh my God.
I started back in the day in 2012 in my ma's room doing videos.
And tell us a little bit about...
I'm pressing the stop on this.
Okay, go on.